This is Fresh Air. It's world music commentator Milo Miles' job to nose around for new foreign pop sounds. He's found a pair of albums that highlight two popular Javanese styles. Both albums feature an exquisite singer, Yuis Kumora.
On the album Jaipanagan Java, singer Yuis Kumora has the grand advantage of being accompanied by the Jugala Orchestra. The director is Dr. Gugum Gumbira, who just happened to invent Jaipanagan music in the mid-70s. A dozen years before that, in a fit of nationalism, Indonesian President Sukarno had banned all Western music from his country and told musicians to concentrate on native styles. Well, Dr. Gumbira was determined to cook up something fresh, and eventually he came up with one of the very few new folk musics in the world with virtually no Western influence. He combined an ancient village dance called Ketuk Tilu with the more elaborate set of gongs and drums featured in classic gamelan orchestras and called the style Jaipanagan. In Jaipanagan, introductory passages played on a two-stringed fiddle echo old Ketuk Tilu. Dr. Gumbira also showed marketing savvy by emphasizing something unfamiliar to Javanese mass audiences, star personality. Traditional gamelan music is a total group creation that absorbs individual contributions. Ketuk Tilu threw the spotlight on a solo female singer, often of ill repute in the old days. Dr. Gumbira sensed that a dose of this pop charisma would help popularize Jaipanagan, and nowadays leading vocalists like Yuis have their names and pictures front and center on all releases. Her voice follows the complex pattern of chords and rhythm in Jaipanagan. She shifts from flowing melisma to clipped declamation and twirls to an addictive mix of sweet and harsh tones. After a little acclamation, you can't get enough of her, nor can you resist the enchanting grunts and squeals called sengak that are a sort of vocal percussion made by members of the orchestra. Yuis and sengak work in nice tandem to start the following number. Engalkeun engkang engal sebatkeun kecap asih kecap cinta ulah seueur engkang kahariwa sok tinggi kau tedamang
alus alus
sanaos engkang ukur harewas ku abdi pas As sumptuous as Jaipanagan is, for the casual listener it can sound austere, even slightly forbidding. However, the Javanese ballad form Degung is a lot friendlier, complete with hooks and riffs almost like Western pop tunes. The Degung orchestra is smaller and the accompaniment simpler than in Jaipanagan. But on the album The Sound of Sunda, you still get the ravishing, sinuous intonation of Yuis Kumora, this time singing duets with a fellow named Yuis Wirandareja.
Bungan bangkong
itu bungan bangkong kaca ini tadi mandikan
moal bohong
omat pulah bohong
pasti ini tong dipalikin
Kang Haji
Nih Haji
Kang Haji
Daegung has been around for some two centuries, and most of its songs are filled with throbbing sadness, a wistfulness that makes the term bittersweet seem bland as chalk. As you might expect, the lyrics usually concern jilted and heartsick lovers who wait and yearn alone, pining for what might have been. I don't want to make Daegung sound too melancholy. A couple tracks on The Sound of Sunda whisper anticipation of lovers who have just met or affirm the bonds of a long-time romance. Whatever the mood, the pace of the story is set by the comforting, perfectly timed booms of the big barrel drum as the bamboo flute, gongs, and bronze xylophones murmur along. The best Daegung numbers unfold like an otherworldly soundtrack composed of equal parts toughness and delicacy, a steel gossamer. The story of this last song translates as follows. Twin flowers. She turns her sarong into a hammock and swings and dreams. She swings in the sky. She dreams of twin white flowers. It is beautiful, but you can't have everything. The flowers are destroyed. What a pity.
Music from Java. Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes about pop music for the New York Times and the Village Voice. This is Fresh Air.